أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. The same ayat, part of the ayat we had read yesterday also, and that will end to explain the connection with the ayats before, that the subject matter and the ayat before discusses about the Jews and Christians, how they had changed the kitab, and because of that they became the accursed people in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala informs the believers, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء. Mad banao, Yahud or Nasara, who those, do not befriend the kuffar, and a particular reference because they were the dominant, they were people in Medina Sharif, that is the Jews and the Christians. Don't follow in their ways. So we explained yesterday that in the tafsir of this ayat, they don't have love for them. That is the thing that finally slowly leads towards becoming like them. And the other is, don't imitate them. Their company, don't be in their company. So we have to be very careful and see that we do not associate with them only what is necessary, like business, etc., or workers. They are working for us, but do not become their friends, and do not sit in their company and listen to all their talks. On this further also it is written that a person who is a citizen of a certain country, then he has to follow the laws of that country, that is, which are not against Sharia. But if he doesn't follow the laws of that country and he follows other people, then he's not a true citizen of that country. So in Islam, when a person has accepted Islam and has become a Muslim, then he must be loyal to Islam and to the Muslims. He mustn't have the love of other nations in his heart. And he mustn't sit in the company of other people. Who you sit with, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that you are according to the company that you sit with. You become just like them, you are counted from amongst them. Therefore, a person should not associate with the Yahud and with the Nasara. This all has to do with the connection of this ayat to the previous ayat. And in here, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in front warns us of irtidad. That is, a person gives up his religion. So this is a forerunner for that subject matter, that it starts with befriending them and starts with sitting in their company and becoming close and loyal to them. Then finally, Allah protect us all. This leads to irtidad, where a person gives up his iman and his Islam, and he chooses another way of life. If it is done secretly in his heart, then this is called nifaq, hypocrisy. And if it is done openly, then it is irtidad, that he has turned away from Islam, he has become a murtad. So therefore it is very, very important for us ourselves also, with this World Cup carrying on, our children, our youngsters also, we must be very careful that we do not have love for their ways, and we do not follow them in their company. That is, we are worried about this. All this Allah Ta'ala forbid, but it leads towards becoming just like them. It is just that outwardly we are still like Muslims, but inwardly we are like them. So this is a very serious situation. It is not something to be taken lightly. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and save us from all harm. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ